Hi everyone, I'm Alistair Willis, Music Director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to a new season of Aha with Alistair podcasts. I began conducting at Bristol University in England, continued my studies at Rice University in Houston, then at Aspen and Tanglewood. I've held assistant conductor positions with Cincinnati and Seattle Symphonies, guest conducted all over the world, and this is my fifth season with the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. If I had to name two career highlights, they'd have to be working with Yo-Yo Ma and his award-winning Silk Road Ensemble and receiving a Grammy nomination in 2009 for Best Classical Recording. When I was younger, several inspiring conductors helped make music come alive for me. Music became more than scales and black and white notes on the page. Suddenly it had meaning, interest, depth, excitement, and I couldn't get enough. Since then, one of my favorite things to do is to return the favor for others in concert, pre-concert talks, or podcasts. Today I'm going to delve into the three pieces of music that are on our first Jack M. Champagne Masterworks concert this season: Jesse Montgomery's Starburst, Adam Niemann's Concerto for Piano and Strings, and Tchaikovsky's Serenade. I've been following Jesse Montgomery for a while. I heard her play violin in 2004 while she was part of the Community Music Works in Providence, Rhode Island. I've watched from afar as she's developed as a composer and thrilled for her extraordinary successes. Not only has Jesse been performed and commissioned by top orchestras around the world, she recently became the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's first ever African-American female composer in residence. We're going to open our season with her short, energetic fanfare called Starburst. She creates a multi-dimensional soundscape, full of positivity and pulsating energy, and I love it. It's actually the second piece of hers we've programmed. The South Bend Symphony Orchestra featured her piece called Strum on our Juneteenth documentary earlier this year. Pianist-composer Adam Niemann is currently professor of piano at Roosevelt University in Chicago and the artistic director of the Manchester Music Festival in Vermont. I first met Adam about 10 years ago when he was performing at the Seattle Chamber Music Society. And he is an amazing pianist and chamber musician. And by chance, we were on the same flight to London a few days later. On the flight, he was composing a concerto for piano and strings. He even showed me some of it. Well, fast forward a few years, and I'm thrilled he's bringing that very concerto to South Bend, and will also be our soloist. I find his music very accessible. His concerto is highly virtuosic and has a unique, searchingly dramatic sound world. It's one continuous movement with four sections, somewhat reminiscent of Franz Liszt's concerto style in terms of form. It's very lyrical, the harmonies are lush, and at times I'm reminded of some of Bernard Herrmann's music for Hitchcock movies. I think you'll love it too. We'll end our first concert with one of my all-time favorite pieces, Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings. It's thanks to George Balanchine's choreography of it that I love it so much. A few years ago, I had the honor and pleasure of conducting several performances with the Pacific Northwest Ballet in Seattle. It was amazing. It was also fun to pronounce it Serenade for a few weeks, as you do in the ballet world. And Balanchine's choreography captures the breathtaking majesty of the music, especially at the beginning. But the music, of course, can stand on its own. Serenade is essentially structured as a four-movement symphony for strings. There is an irresistible musical sweep to the first movement. The second movement is a waltz, the third, an intimate, heart-wrenching elegy, and in the last movement, we're off to the races, musicians and audience dancing all the way. Thanks for listening.